Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Lives. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silver Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on this show are those of my guests or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions. Or email me at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So again, welcome and thank you for spending your time with us, and let's start our program.
Well, good morning, everyone. I hope that you are having a wonderful week. I hope that everything is going well with you. And yes, today is a different day from my normal time for those of you who are listening live, taking care of yesterday. So I am here. Yes, it's another beautiful, overly hot day here in the Dallas area. This is Beverly Fells Jones, the Silver Fox of Consciousness, talking to you today about a subject that really right now is near and dear to my heart. And today we're going to talk about using what has been given to you naturally. And many of you know that you have it, you just don't. You know that you get little nudges. You know that you feel these things. You feel something in your gut, you say, or I just had a feeling, or something told me. You know, I knew that. It's referred to as your intuition. That's the name that has been given to that feeling. And a lot of times we ignore it. A lot of times, as I said, we don't tend to pay attention to it. Others have learned to pay attention. They know when they get this certain feeling that they should not venture forth or do whatever it is that they're planning to. But a lot of times also that we know the negative side of it. But there's also the side that's very positive. So talking about your intuition and actually making use of it to have a better memory. But before I get started with that, let's take a moment and relax ourselves. Take a deep breath in. If you're driving, just keep your eyes open. Do not close your eyes if you're operating any type of machinery. But if you are in a position to close your eyes, just relax. Relax your eyes. Relax your forehead. Just been feeling any type of tension, pressure on the back of your head, the back of your neck. Just tell your body to relax. Relax your shoulders. Relax your arms, your hands, your back, your stomach, your hips. If you're new to doing this, don't worry. Over a period of time, your body will learn what it needs to relax. Sometimes we have been so stressed, moving so fast, time to sit and be still. Relax. There is a power and presence in the universe that is stronger and more powerful and wiser than anything that a human mind can ever conceive. Its power and presence in the universe created everything within your sight and within your realm, including you. This power and presence in the universe is within you, as part of you, just like if you take a drop of ocean water out of the ocean water, and so the piece of the Creator that created you, you have a piece of that Creator within you, inside you, which has given you powers and abilities that you have not tapped into. Relax. We want to thank the Creator for giving us those powers and abilities that we are now learning to use to make our lives better. Because we know all we have to do is ask, and it is given to us. And in asking, we must believe that we have received in order for that to come forth. Thank you. Thank you for giving us this ability and now the ability for us to learn to use these that we have been given. Gifts that at times make us take pause. Gifts that at times that may make us go, is this true? Relax. Thank you. Thank you. It is our intention for us to be a very productive week, a very productive day, and that we may help just one person, be kind to one person today, to smile at one person today, pay something forward today or the rest of this week, each day. Pay something forward in gratitude for these gifts. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is done. It is so. Amen. Okay. Boy, that was a little long this morning, but okay. For those of you who may not know, I do not pre-plan the meditation for the day. I just know that I am given what I need to be given in order to help you as well as myself, because sometimes those messages are for me. All right. So, where was I? Oh, talking about our intuition. And let me give a shout out to my people out there, all of you. I want to recognize that you are there and listening. I appreciate you. I appreciate my family on PositivePower21.org. So my Blog Talk family, my PositivePower21.org family, my Gospel is Golden family. Yes, I'm on multiple stations. Isn't that fantastic? I tell you, God is good. Listen, so let's talk about this thing about your intuition. But let me give you a little background. I was a troubleshooter. And in this capacity, it increased my natural ability to get to the root cause of issues quickly and easily. Now, I tell you that because everything that I talk to you about here on this program, I research it before I talk to you about it. I make sure when I'm talking to you that what I tell you is true. I make sure that it is something that does not hurt my integrity. I want to be in integrity with you. So I do a lot of searching in my need to know the science behind processes. I search and look and make sure that it is true. Okay? Just want you to know that. One morning, I was getting ready to go to a program, and I happened to be the person who was putting it on, right? So I needed to be there. Well, I couldn't find my keys. I couldn't find the keys to my vehicle. And so what I did was I'm searching all over the house. I'm looking here. Where was I last? No, it was not on the little key hook by the door like it was supposed to be. And I only had one set of keys, so I had to find it. Well, I was in a panic, and I'm looking. And all of a sudden, I heard this small voice inside that says, "You will never find them in this state of mind." Okay. I would never find them in this state of mind. Well, studying and everything, I knew what that voice was telling me. I also knew it was my intuition. All right? So I acted on this, and a few minutes later, I went to where my keys were. Interesting. I started trying this for different things I couldn't find or I wanted answers. I realized at that moment, that critical moment, as with all discoveries, that I had power. I had the power to manifest. I had that power. It felt weird. Actually, the answer came so fast that, you know, I took a breath in. But as I did this, I realized that there were others that wanted to know about this knowledge because it would help in their everyday life. So I did what many of you do, and I turned around and I started telling all my friends about this. I said, "I want you to try this for me. It works for me, but I want you to try it because I want to make sure that, you know, this isn't just something weird with me." And my friends tried it, and it worked. Then I started teaching it, and it worked. I tested it with many people. I shared it with you a couple of months ago. And so I needed to talk about it again today. Now, normally when I teach the class, then I talk about brain waves and I talk about how your brain works, which I've talked about many times here. When I do the meditation in the mornings with you, I am slowing you down. I'm taking you and relaxing you. I'm also de-stressing you, so getting you where you learn. Get you your brain in this slower state where you're de-stressing and you're open and you can think better. In fact, you think better all week, or at least for the rest of the day. So that's why I recommend to you to do a meditation every day. For some of you, it's just like 5 minutes of sitting in your chair, not doing anything. And I mean not doing anything. 5 minutes of not even moving. And when you first do this, your body is going to want to twitch. It's going to give you an itch. It's going to say, my back itches, my face itches. I've got an itch on my leg, and I want you to move. But I want you, in those 5 minutes, to train yourself to just do what I say. Relax. Relax. Start relaxing from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, or from the bottom of your toes to the top of your head, or both ways. And just tell your body, I'm not moving. I don't care what you want to do. Now, when I first started doing that, my body actually would twitch. But I have the control, and the idea is, no, I want your mind to have control. So all you have to do is ask and get an answer when you're looking to control your intuition. All right, I have a caller, and your last four digits are 6845. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yes. I just tuned in.
Okay. So you hit one, and you're just listening today, yeah?
I hit one? Did I? Oh, I didn't mean to hit one.
Well,
oh,
that's
I did?
Okay. That's okay.
But I do understand what you were saying. I had those experiences, too. I heard that little. That was one time. This one came to mind. That I was going out to do a survey, and they had told me to get there early, that you will, chances are you'll win more money. Someone will win, not, you know. And so Spirit had spoke to me and said, you will be the winner. And so, you know, you forget about it. And when you get in the car to take off to go, it comes to mind again. In Spirit said, I told you that you're going to be the winner. And you go and you forget about it. You come out of the back room later when you're there and they're looking for you. I was the winner. So I've had those little voice that speaks to you.
Yes, ma'am, it does. But most of the time we ignore it, right?
Yeah, we do.
We ignore it. Like you're saying, oh, no, that's not possible. You know, and what happens if you had decided not to go? You wouldn't have
exactly.
Won. Yeah.
Exactly. And happened to about the keys yesterday. I went into Whole Foods and I was moving around, and when I got ready to leave, I just realized where's my keys. So I went all over looking for my keys, customer service, backtrack every place I had visited
just
in the store. And the keys weren't there. They weren't there. And I do a muscle test.
Oh.
Every time I would do the
muscle
test, it tells me my keys was in the store. But they weren't in the car. So I'm dumbfounded, like, where's my keys? No one turned them in. I went back everywhere I've been, and no keys. So, of course, I have to call someone to come pick me up, and da-da-da, come home, get another key for the car, da-da-da. And I go back. He said, oh, your keys are here. Someone brought him up.
Mm-hmm.
And that just made me confirm that, for me, that each time I do a muscle test and it's accurate, that just make me feel good that it works for me.
Absolutely. And you did bring up one thing that I do teach in the intuition memory class, and that is muscle testing. So for others who are listening in, I don't have time to talk about it today, but I'll put that on the list of things to just kind of teach you about. And that's but your body can tell you to no answers, right?
Yes.
So
I'm realizing that more and more. Even just when I get the little hairs that stand, the little hairs that stand up on your legs when you feel like.
Yes. And your name
like your soul,
is? And this is?
Like your soul is speaking to me. Like my soul is speaking to me when I get that, that you know, that little chill go all over my legs and hair stand up. I say, oh, yes, that's my confirmation right there.
Yeah, good. Good. And,
yeah.
And your
Where
name
are you located?
I am in Dallas. So
oh, you're
your name is? Yes.
No, I'm
One
in Georgia.
More time. Okay.
Pardon?
Your name. Your name.
Maddie.
Okay. Well, Maddie, thank you for listening, and I hope you listen often. And, oh, I'm doing webinars these days, so watch for those in the listing.
I will.
And that way we'll do. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned that. I've got a webinar coming up on the 19th, next Wednesday at 10 a.m. So if you go to UNT, UnionNancyTom.commandingyourlife.com, and you can sign up for the webinar. And this is what I'm talking about, how to use your intuition to improve your memory. And it's free, so you get to sign up for it and then and set your calendar, and I will be recording it. So I'll teach some more, and in there I'll talk about muscle testing too.
Okay,
but
UNT,
for
commanding,
as in taking command of your life, commandingyourlife.com.
Okay.
All right.
.com, okay.
Yes, and that is a special link. And folks say, UNT? I say, yeah, because I have an ad in the UNT magazine, because I'm going to be doing this for college students, those of you who are out there, to help you get your grades better. All right. So unt.commandingyourlife.com. Okay, Maddie, I'm going to put you back on hold, and thank you for dialing in.
Thank you. Okay, have a great day.
You too. Yeah, so muscle testing, that is a really good one. On looking to find that. And there's multiple ways to do that. So I'll make sure I talk about that on the webinar, and maybe one day I'll get to it here on the show. But the idea is to stop, all right? Just like Maddie said, she stopped, and she said, well, let me test. And that there's a way, use your fingers. The way with the fingers doesn't work with me too well, but I use my whole body. Some people use their head with muscle testing, but your body will tell you. You see, we have been made in the powerful image of God. We have been given abilities that most of us have no idea exist because no one taught us. And I say us because I didn't get a lot of this until about 8 years ago. And I said, what? I could have used this a long time ago. I could have used this going to school. I could have used it with my kids. Yes. I could have used it within my marriages. You know, there's all types of ways that we can do this. So the idea being that you need to stop and relax like I have you do. And what I did when I was looking for my keys, I stopped, took a deep breath, closed my eyes, and I said, I command that I know where my keys are. And I didn't say it out loud. I said it quietly, all right, mentally. I command to know where my keys are, and it is so. And then I visualized having the keys in my hand, all right. The other day, I was doing some straightening up around the house. I was having some people, because I did this, what I'm doing on the webinar next Wednesday, I did in my home. I have my seminars in my home. And there was this one book I needed, and I couldn't find it. I said, I just had it, right? It's kind of like when you're in one room, and then you go to the next room to get something, and you go, what did I come in here for? Well, I couldn't find the book. And so I said, okay, stop. And I did. I stopped. I relaxed my body. I command that I know where this particular book was. I visualized the book in my hand, holding it in my hand. thank you, thank you. And I open my eyes. Now, that's what I'm telling you is a simplified version. And when you first start doing this, it may take you a little longer to relax your body, get your mind in a slower state, in the alpha or the theta state, the brain wave. All right. Well, I did that. I came out. It was like, oh, let me go in the living room and do this. And as I stepped down into the living room, I turned my head. It said, you know, mentally I heard, well, get the thing off of your clipboard. And as I turned my head and looked at the clipboard, I knew where the book was. It was right underneath the clipboard. I didn't need what was on the clipboards. It was just an idea that popped into my head. This is how it works. And here's the other amazing thing that each day I am, oh, wow. And that is, the more you do this, the faster the answers come. All right? The more you do this, the faster the answers come. Now, I'm just giving you a little tiny piece of that. And I want to thank Maddie for accidentally hitting that button but that's the way I tell you Spirit works with me, because Spirit wanted me to tell you about next week's webinar. And for those of you who may not hear this in August of 2015, because this is recorded and it's there forever, I want you to know that I'm recording it and you can still find it. And I'll be doing these webinars often, as I said, because I want to get people able to use this in order to make good grades, pass special exams, like if you're going for the bar exam or your license for insurance or whatever. So adults as well as children. And I say even children in high school, this would work for them. So anyway, thank you. And that is UNT, UnionNancyTom.commandingyourlife.com. And if you in this. So go there, sign up, and the webinar will be about 45 minutes to an hour so I can give the information. Well, my time is up, but I want to tell you, thank you again for being here. I hope this little bit of information about using your intuition for your memory is going to be helpful for you this week. Just try it. Just stop, relax, command that you know the answer, visualize the outcome or the item that you want to find, and then let me know. Send me a note at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. And thank you again.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, as you have believed, let it be done to you. And it is so.